Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God. Good evening to everyone, and welcome to Queen Talk. Hallelujah. Thank God for everybody that has signed in and those that are getting ready and going to sign in. We give God all the praise and honor and glory. To those of you that this is your first time on our broadcast, my name is Pastor Constance Whitehurst, and I am so blessed to be able to present to you tonight a program that the Lord has been laying on my heart for some time to do for his women. And this is entitled Queen Talk. It is actually off of the Call to the Queen Women's Conference that we held last May. Praise the Lord. And we thank God for that. And I received some feedback from that particular virtual women's conference of women asking if we could have more of or similar to these types of conferences. And so that's where this actually originated from, or the thought of it originated from, praise the Lord. We will be doing a monthly call-in talk line program in which we are going to discuss 21st century women's issues from a biblical perspective. And the Lord dropped in my spirit to call it Queen Talk because this is for his daughters, queen. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to be a saved in order to tune in, but we are certainly going to pray that as you sit and you listen, that you will make the decision to give your life, if you're not already saved, to give your life to God and give your life to Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. So we're going to go ahead and get started tonight, and I'm going to start out as I do each one of our programs in prayer, and I'll just ask if you'll bow your head right along with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for another opportunity to be able to just come to you as your daughters, Lord. In this Queen Talk initiative, I ask that as we go forth on this first night, Lord, that the ladies that actually tune in, that you bless them, that you give them a heart and mind to be able to receive the information that is being shared, that, Lord God, you touch each of us, not my voice, but touch me, Lord God, with your anointing power. And use me as your mouthpiece to be able, Lord, to speak a word that will help to build up, to encourage, and to edify your women. And for that, we give you all the praise, and we give you all the honor and all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, again, welcome to Queen Talk. This is a talk line program that's open to all women, no matter whether you are a young woman, an older woman, whether you're a daughter, a mother, a grandmother, a wife, a worker, an entrepreneur, a stay-at-home mom, no matter where you are in your season, as a woman, program, praise God, is for you. And we hope that this will not just be your very first time tuning in. Our plan is to host a monthly program for 2022 on the first Thursday of each month. And each program will be dedicated to a relevant topic that we will address from a biblical perspective. On certain programs, we will host also, by the grace of God, guest speakers. And some of the topics that we, as myself and our committee, have been talking of hosting are topics that will deal with natural nutrition, your guide to a healthier, happy you, mental health and self-care, which was to be our initial program, but we are going to revisit that at another time. marriage, divorce, and remarriage. How to stay in love now that your nest is empty. I'm getting ready to be an empty nester very soon myself. And so we need to know how to stay in love even when your nest is empty. We will also talk about business and financial planning and investments, caring for yourself and for your aging parents, retirement planning, and so much more. And so, again, 21st century issues that will impact the lives of our women. That's exactly what we would like to be able to come together to help to edify one another and encourage one another and support one another, because that's so very, very important where women are concerned in general and certainly in the body of Christ. Our original plan, as I said, was to kick off to talk about mental health and self-care, but tonight we are going to discuss Wanted, a Proverbs chapter 31 woman for a 21st century world. I'm going to repeat that. Wanted, a Proverbs chapter 31 woman for a 21st century world. So I encourage you, you can grab a cup of coffee, or you may want to grab a glass of country sweet iced tea. But I would like for you to be engaged as we join in this discussion to be able to help, praise God, to edify one another. Well, what is a Proverbs 31 woman? To answer that question, we're going to turn to where the plan and the criteria for Proverbs chapter 31, women, is actually outlined. And that is in the last chapter of our Holy Bible in the book of Proverbs. And I'm going to briefly read over verses 10 through 31, and then we will continue in our discussion. It says, who can find a virtuous woman? And for her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? Well, the mere fact that this woman has to be found, searched for, is an indication that a virtuous woman is not at all common. She is the exception. The book of Proverbs actually speaks of a variety of different types of women. Now, a virtuous woman is that woman that is held to high regard, high moral standards, integrity. Those are just a few of the characteristics of a virtuous woman, and we will talk about more. But the book of Proverbs, as I shared, speaks of a variety of different types of women. The book of Proverbs talks about brawling women, quarrelsome women, angry women, harlots and wanton women, contentious women. But a virtuous woman is that treasure that is far above rubies. Verse 11 says, the heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. In this world of distrust, the virtuous woman is a woman that is trustworthy. Verse 12 says that she will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. The woman of God promises, I'm sorry, the word of God promises that in these latter days that the love of many will begin to wax cold. That means even the love between spouses would begin to wax cold. This is why that we have, even amongst the church, even amongst the Christian community, a divorce rate of 51%+. Well, at that, you don't have to look at that number too long and do the math to be able to figure out that that's over half of the marriages in the church that statistically, according to what the this rate gives to us, that statistically will end in divorce. Well, when I saw that, I immediately rebuked that in the name of Jesus. Because, of course, as Christian, we are supposed to set the standard. And if our marriages are falling at a rate of one in every two marriages, we really, really have some work to do. The virtuous woman reverences, it says here, as to reverence and respect her husband. She purposes to build her husband up and not tear him down. That's what it means in this verse that says she will do him good and not evil all the days of his life. Even now, and every now and then, I remind my own husband of my commitment to this proverb in our marriage, and I tell him that I promise to do you good and not evil all the days of your life, and I commit to that as a Proverbs 31 woman. Verse 13 says that she seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. So this virtuous woman, she's also resourceful. Verse 14, she's like the merchant ships, and she brings forth her food from afar. She prepares and she ensures that her family has good, nutritious food to eat. And even if she has to go out of her way to make sure to obtain it. Verse 15 tells us she rises while it is yet night. That indicated to me that this woman is not lazy. She's not a woman that gives herself to idleness. It says that she rises also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. So that tells me that she's the type of woman that has so well prepared her household that she also has enough that remains to share and to bless others. She considereth the field and buyeth it with the fruit of her hands and planteth a vineyard, and she girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms, and she perceives that her merchandise is good and her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindles and her hands hold the distaff. She stretches out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reaches forth her hands to the needy. She's creative, resourceful, and gives to those in need. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Both she and her household are well kept and beautifully and elegantly clothed. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders in the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. She's strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and her tongue is and in her tongue is the law of kindness. Foolishness is far from her. Speaks words of wisdom to build up, to edify, and even correct in love. She looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Because her husband knows her value, He blesses and praises her and teaches their children to do the same. She doesn't need to seek praise from outside sources because her husband renders her praise. Many daughters, verse 29 says, have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, this Proverbs 31 woman, but a woman that feareth the Lord shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gate. Tonight, we're talking about the Proverbs chapter 31 woman. There is a need, wanted, Proverbs 31 woman for a 21st century world. Well, let's get into this discussion. Proverbs 31 is actually a poem that is written by someone by the name of King Lemuel. Well, some believe that actually it was King Solomon, that wrote this particular proverb. Actually, a poem of writings or directives given to this king by his mother on what to look for in a godly queen or a godly woman. Proverbs 31 is not a call to perfection for women. Some women would read that poem and think, you know, how in the world I would never be able to live up to the standards of this woman. But Proverbs 31 is not a call to women for perfection, but it's a call to any woman that desires to commit to live a life pleasing to our perfect God, no matter what God has called for her to do. So, queens, let's talk about this. First of all, how do these directives pertain to us as 21st century women? I have asked tonight for several women to join me in this conversation, and then we are also going to allow for even those of you that would just like to chime in to be able to do so. So at this time, I'm going to ask Minister Gretchen Manley, if she will go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad. And we're going to talk about these directives that's given to Proverbs 31 woman. Minister Gretchen, go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad, and I will dispatch you into the studio if you're signed in. Praise the Lord. So, while we're waiting, how do these directives pertain to us as 21st century women? Is it possible today to live a life as a Proverbs 31 woman in a 21st century world? Are these criteria realistically attainable? Can we do that? If so, how? And if not, then why? Praise the Lord. Let's see. I don't see Minister Gretchen dialed in. So we're going to, I'll go ahead and start by answering that question. How do these directives pertain to us as 21st century women? Yes. Let me go ahead. I think here. Let me see if I can bring her in. Are you there, Gretchen? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Gretchen, are you there? Can you hear me?
Can you hear me, Pastor?
I can.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes,
I hear you loud and clear.
Okay. All right.
Sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay. I'd like for you to just share with our audience, as we are talking about the directives that pertain to us as 21st century women, where the Proverbs chapter 31 woman is concerned, is it possible to live a life as a Proverbs 31 woman? And are these criteria realistically attainable, or is this something that is far beyond our reach? And if so, how do we obtain them? And if not, then why? Go right ahead.
Hallelujah. Well, I definitely believe these are attainable directives for us as women of the 21st century. When I did my Bible study on Proverbs 31, I tried to make a list of each of these verses and what they meant to me and what they can mean, you know, for now, because it's so easily to see the Bible as long time ago, but you have to look at it as something that is virtual, happening right now. It is real and alive for us today. And the first line begins by telling us that we're precious and we're worthwhile. And God has called us to be virtuous and capable. So I say, if God has called me to be virtuous and capable, then I'm going to be virtuous and capable. But I have to, first of all, look to God for that directive and that guidance. We can't do this by ourselves.
Amen.
We must have his help.
That's right.
And I believe with his help and with his power and with his knowledge and his care, we can do anything. And I don't know what woman would not want to be all the things this virtuous woman is: faithful, good, hardworking, provider, early riser, business savvy, strength and strong, endurance, well-rounded. I mean, that is a woman for all times, I believe. This is for all times. There's no time on it.
Absolutely.
Charitable and providing, you know, trust and safety for her family. I don't know any woman who, those are all the things we're wanting and needing in this day and life that we live in now. And I am so glad that in the Word of God, that it, we have found that we can have it. Because I don't know about you, but the Bible shows us that whatever we need, whether it's the 17th century, the 18th century, the 21st century, and for centuries on after we're all gone, this Bible is relevant for all time. That's what's so beautiful about the Bible. Some books go out of date. Mm. They don't relate to what's going on anymore. But the Word of God is forever relevant. So whatever you need and whatever you want for your family, this is the book that you need. This is the Word of God that you need. And this virtuous woman is for all of us. But first, I would like everyone to know and believe that you got to know that God loves you and that you are powerful and wonderful and beautiful in his sight. He said more valuable than rubies. I know I used to think diamonds were the most valuable thing on the earth as far as a gemstone. But then I got educated. Rubies are the king of gemstones, the king of gemstones.
Mm-hmm.
So God is saying, you're more valuable than that. When I found that out, I was like, well, hey, now, okay, well, hey, what I got for me? Hey, let me just be that woman and more valuable than, I love some jewelry now. And God says that I'm more valuable than that. And you don't have to be, whether you're married or single or you have children or you don't have children or you have pets, you know, don't feel like, well, this is a this type of woman. This is a 21st century woman. This is a woman for all time. God loves the single women, the married women, the older women, the childless women, the women with adopted kids, wherever you are in your life.
That's right.
God's got you. God has you.
Amen.
And we can use this Word of God to become this woman that he wants us to become. Because not only God just wants you to become this woman will propel you into your destiny of what God wants you to be.
Amen.
So it's just not something you need to do because, oh, that's what God said. This woman is going to propel me into the destiny of being the woman of God that will succeed and do great things for myself, for God, for the world. This is the recipe for it. So this is a wonderful lesson tonight.
Amen. 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 Well, talk to me a bit as well, and thank you, Minister Gretchen, for that. That was beautiful that you elaborated well, and also too was able to take the information that was a part of these particular verses and to apply them so relevantly to what women are dealing with today. No matter, as you shared, no matter what season you're in, you could be as young as a young woman just graduating from high school, getting ready to go off to college, or you can be that seasoned great grandmother. These principles still apply the same.
Yes.
So talk to me about what if there's a woman out there that says, I hear all that you all are saying, but you just don't know my situation right now. Right now, I'm having difficulty in my marriage. I'm struggling in the relationship with my husband. I don't know exactly how to be able to bounce back and even where to start to become a Proverbs 31 woman, because, you know, we argue all the time, and I just really, and we've really messed up. So what do you say to that?
I say, hold on, sister. A change is going to come. I have been that woman. I have been that woman where you feel like you can't go on another day. I've been that woman where you're in the church. You are worshiping in the church. You're alongside of a man of God who's in the church. But you want a divorce because of circumstances that are beyond your control. You feel like there's nothing you can do. I have been that woman. And I'll tell you, I sat in church and said the same thing. I don't know why they preaching this to me. It don't work. I can't do it no more. But God, let me tell you, thank God for the Holy Spirit, that he will step in and show out. And if you stay on course of what God has for you, he will bring you a word. He will bring you a word. And I understand, because I was in church and I was seeing people who had been married 20, 30, 40 years, and I'm saying, you know, some of them weren't happy. Some of them weren't even speaking to each other. And I didn't want to be that woman. I didn't want to serve God and be miserable. I didn't want to serve God and, you know, just be the laughing stock of the community or whatever. But I went to God, and I thank God for those old church women that say, baby, hold on to God's unchanging hand. Don't you let go. And just because you don't see it maybe in the people around you in your church, look to the word of God. Look to the hills from which cometh your help. Your help cometh from the Lord which is in heaven. Search to him and say, God, you know what? You said that nothing is impossible for you. So I just beseech the Lord. I just threw myself on the God. I said, God, here I am. But I'm one of those revolutionary kind of people, you know. I'm like, hey, I'm not going to be in church if I'm going to just be playing church. I can't do that. If I'm going to be in church, it's going to be because there's some power from God in heaven on me and doing some miraculous things in my life. I can't come in this door and be the same way I was when I go out this door. I can't live like that. No. I'm not going to give God less than I gave out there in the world. This has to be some powerful stuff. This has to be some life-changing stuff, because if it's not, then just give me 1 year and I'm out the door. I just going back out in the streets. I can't do this. I can't play God. I can't play with God. I can't play church. I want the power of the living God. And so I was sitting in church one Sunday, and I said, Lord, I can't take it. I'm tired of this man. I'm tired of playing church. I'm tired of this marriage. You got to do something for me. And I heard the Holy Spirit speak to my heart. I mean, I'm serious. Here I was teaching Sunday school and church and everything. Know that word of God. I heard the Holy Spirit speak to me and say, I'm going to give you a new man. I said, well, help, praise the Lord in the heavens. Thank you, Jesus, what I'm talking about. But my tiny mind, I thought God was going to give me a completely new man. Now, because I'm like, I can't do nothing with this one. I need a whole new one. So I sat in church singing, praising, teaching the word of God. Every 5 minutes when the back door opened, I looked back there and see if my new man was going to walk in. I didn't tell anybody except maybe my sister. And she was like, I just don't believe this. You're crazy. And I said, yep, my new man is walking in. Now, how crazy is that, thinking the Lord of Lords, God of Almighty, the King of Kings, is going to replace my husband with a new man? But this is just how your mind can be when you're desperate. But thank God I didn't move from that spot. I didn't go out and try to push on what God wanted to do. I waited on God. And, I mean, I would sit there day in and day out, and I'm looking back, and, oh, that's not, is that him? Well, he looked not with that. And my husband is up in the front. He's a deacon. He's singing his heart out. But I'm thinking, he don't mean it. He ain't doing right. But God. But one Sunday, while I was sitting there almost a year later, and I'm like, Lord, I'm so tired. Wait. And my husband started singing, and I got filled with the Holy Spirit and so happy and started shouting because he was singing and he meant them songs. One day, you know, when somebody mean, you like, he meant that. That was nothing but the Holy Spirit right there. And I shouted and I just gave God the glory and the praise. And I was like, thank you, Jesus. And then the Holy Spirit whispered to my heart, behold your new man. Any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. And I just cried. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. So look at God. He can take what you think ain't no good. He can take what you think you're going to throw away. God will take it and make it brand spanking new. And me and my husband have a loving relationship. We love each other. We care about each other. We do things together. We have that kind of relationship, you know, you always dream about, or you see other people doing. You say, oh, they got such a nice relationship. I wish I had that. I used to do that too. I'd see Sarah and, Abraham in the Bible, and I said, I want that. Boy, she's crazy about her husband. He's about, can I have that? Yes, you can. A virtuous woman, have whatever God says she can have. God wants you to have a relationship like that. So don't give up. Don't give in. Don't throw in the towel. And for goodness sake, don't throw in the man or the woman. Give it to God. I double dare you to give it to the Lord. Whatever it is, a child, a husband, give it to him. Just give it to him and back off.
Amen.
And I guarantee you, you will see a change, especially. And see, you got to beseech yourself to God. You got to give yourself to God. This ain't no tittle-tattle where I'm going to do this, but I'm going to still do all this stuff I'm out in the world doing. No, you got to give your heart to God and say, if God don't do it, it just will never get done. Because today, we going to see God work, as they say. I said, I'm going to see God work, or I'm going back out that door. But I stayed on the path, though. I stayed on the path. I didn't go to the left or the right. I didn't try to do anything behind nobody's back. I stayed in the Word of God. I stayed on my knees. I prayed. I fasted when I needed to. Do not do your thing. Be a virtuous woman. Be an obedient woman towards God. And I guarantee you God will be obedient towards you. He's faithful. He's a faithful God.
Oh, yes,
He is. He's a faithful God.
Yes.
The Proverbs 31, he's a faithful God. He gives you everything that you need, protection, food, clothing. Oh, yes, even a love life, even a someone to love. We all need someone to love. We just don't need food and clothing. We need to be loved and cared for. God knows that. He knows you need love. He made us to love. That's the way he made us. And if you're crying out for love tonight, give yourself to God. Let God. Don't look for it when you've been looking for it. Don't argue with nobody no more. Don't argue no more. Get on your knees and say, you know what? I yield. I can't do it no more. I'm going to give it to Jesus. I'm going to be the virtuous woman that the Bible talks about. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Praise God for that word. Thank you for that testimony. Oh, how powerful. Praise God. Yes, God will do it. Yes, even in the midst of what we think might be a hopeless situation. When you give your life over to God, when you make a decision, yes, I'm going to do my part, and I'm going to be that Proverbs chapter 31 woman, God will promise you that he will come through for you. So I'm going to go ahead. Is there anyone else that wants to address how these directives in this particular chapter of Proverbs apply to the women in the 21st century? Is there anything that touches you about what is said in this particular chapter? If it is, we want this to be an engaging night. Go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad. We're going to continue with the program, but I want to allow for anyone else that would like to chime in and share. All you have to do is just press 1 right now on your dial pad, and we will dispatch you in. If anything that Minister Gretchen said will apply to you, or if it's anything that she said that blessed you and you'd like to just share, feel free to do so. This is one of those programs where we want everybody to be able to be engaged if you have a desire to. Praise the Lord. Just simply press 1 on your dial pad. Now, while we are waiting, next I wanted to talk with Sister Joycelyn, Sister Joycelyn Williams, because we've talked a bit about how being a Proverbs chapter 31 woman affects and impacts our home life. But also, too, we know that in this day and time, most women are also working outside of the home. So how do you carry over this particular lifestyle of the Proverbs chapter 31 woman into the workplace? How does it impact you in the marketplace? Sister Joycelyn, go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad, praise the Lord, and we're going to dispatch you into the studio. Sister Joycelyn is in the field of education, and I'm trying to bring her in. Hold on for me 1 second. She is, praise the Lord, in the field of education. And I just wanted to ask this question and have her to elaborate on, in an environment where the government has done so much to separate church and state and taken God out of our school systems, how has your faith as a Proverbs 31 woman influenced you as a teacher, and how has, excuse me, how has it impacted your relationship with your students? Hello, Sister Joycelyn. Can you hear me?
Yes, I sure can, Pastor. Good afternoon, everybody. How are everybody doing?
Amen. Good afternoon. Go right ahead.
Praise the Lord. In regards to being a Proverbs 31 woman who has been married for 42 years and a wonderful body has been blessed
praise
to raise
God.
3 beautiful children by God's
Amen.
Grace and love. I have tried to incorporate my Christian faith and values into my students and classroom. As
Amen.
I serve as an educator for 34 years, praise
wow.
the Lord.
Amen.
There are 3
praise
godly points that I try to bring into my classroom on a daily basis that I would like to share with all of you this evening.
Amen.
Number 1, God help me gentle. God help me to be gentle with the students who make mistakes and help me learn to forgive a difficult child. Number 2, God help me to be motivated by the students who learn to think and be committed to those afraid to try. And number 3, God help me be faithful in the days of discouragement. Help me bring a smile to a child's face. Praise God. In my closing, Proverbs 31, verse 26 really speaks to me as a wife, a mother, and an educator. It reads as follows. Proverbs 31, 26, she opened her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness.
Amen.
If you want to be the virtuous woman in Proverbs 31, I encourage the women of God on this call tonight to meditate on verse 26, and it would be my personal prayer that we all walk in the ways of the virtuous woman.
Amen.
And I thank
Praise God.
So we know what we have to do, but being a virtuous woman, it's a blessing by the grace of God because we're all doing God's work. And what we need, mm-hmm. God got it. And I just thank God tonight for this Proverbs 31. This chapter of the virtuous woman. And I hope that
Amen.
What I have said tonight, that it has helped someone, but we need to stay on the battlefield for the Lord. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Joycelyn. I love those 3 points that she says that she uses in her classrooms with her students. She said, help one was to help me be gentle, even with the difficult students. Help me to be motivated and help me to be faithful. Those are points as Proverbs chapter 31 women that are not only relevant in the classroom, but they can be relevant in life and relevant in our homes and relevant in dealing with any relationship that we have, whether we're dealing in a marriage relationship, whether we're dealing as a mother with our children. Help me to be gentle, Lord. Help me to be motivated. Help me to be faithful. As a Proverbs chapter 31 woman, that those 3 points, powerful, powerful in and of themselves. So thank you so much, Sister Joycelyn. Amen. For sharing that. That's much, much, much appreciated. Well, we know also, too, I just wanted to share with you all that there are long-term benefits of living a life that is committed to God as a Proverbs chapter 31 woman. And on Psalms 103, it tells us to bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. But there are benefits that come with being a Proverbs chapter 31 woman. And I'm going to ask Mother Pat Gallo if she will go ahead and press 1 on her dial pad, and we'll dispatch her into the studio, because I wanted to ask Mother Pat, on behalf of our audience, how has your life as a Proverbs chapter 31 woman impacted and influenced those around you and the generations that have followed after you? Mother Pat is a mother. She's also a grandmother. I'm not for sure, but she might be a great-grandmother. There are, as we talked about, divine benefits that follow this life of a Proverbs chapter 31 woman. And so I'm going to let Mother Pat elaborate on that, and then we will get back to some of those benefits. Praise God. Let me go ahead and dispatch her into the studio. Mother Pat Gallo.
Good afternoon, Queen.
Hey there, Mother Pat, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can hear you. And I said,
right.
Good afternoon, Queens. Good afternoon,
good afternoon,
Queens. You know,
hallelujah.
it's an awesome thing to know who you are and who you belong to. We are
Amen.
Queens. You got to realize that you are a queen. God called you a queen because he said you're a whole nation, a royal priesthood. When I was listening
yes.
to the previous speakers, I was trying to jot down some notes. Yes, I am a mother, a grandmother, and a great-grandmother.
All right,
and,
amen. Praise God.
And the other thing I like to say, I have many adopted, now listen to me good, many
mm-hmm.
adopted nieces and nephews that's not even connected to me by blood. And why
Amen.
I'm so proud of it is because it was something that they seen in me, that they connected to me. And all I
mm-hmm.
will do is to encourage them. If they come with a question, and if I can answer a question and show them what the word says, to give them my answer to it, then that's what I like to do. Now, as for
Amen.
This young generation, I'm telling you, I have, because I'm a nurse, I have influenced several young ladies to go into the nursing field, and they're doing very well. And one of the things I tell every last one of them that I've trained during my career, I say, don't be a sloppy nurse. Have good bedside manners. Treat that patient just like if it was your mother, sister, brother, or whatever. And you see, this is what they need to understand. Like the Proverbs 31 woman, she worked, and she was known for the things that she done in her household and helping others. So just a word of encouragement to help others in their career or even life circumstances is what we as an older, well, let me change that, a mature woman of God should
Amen.
Do
Amen.
Is to encourage one another. And then when Pastor Lisa was saying, want it, queens want it, you know,
mm-hmm.
when she said that, it reminds me, if I want something, it must be a need. And so there is a need for us queens to live close as possible to the 31st woman, Proverbs 31 woman. I'm not saying you're going to live a perfect life. I'm not going to say you're going to make mistakes because none of us perfect, but we strive toward perfection. It's what we do.
That's right.
We strive every day to do better than what I did yesterday. Could I stretch out my hand and help someone along the way? They may be someone that may be homeless, because even a prayer, even a $5 bill or whatever, that's giving of yourself to someone
Amen.
Else to encourage them. And I like to also say, hey, life don't have to stay this way. If you give it to Jesus and seek him, he said, he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. So now that tells me that my God got benefits, like sister say, he got benefits for me if I seek him. And yet sometimes you wonder, oh, well, your children, you be talking to your own children, and it looks like, whew, like the old folks or the mature folks say, huh, that just went in one ear and come out the other. But you'd be surprised as they get
mm-hmm.
older, they come back and tell you, well, mama,
that's
you said this, and that's true. Or, mama, you did this.
Mm-hmm.
I see it work. Or I heard a saying one time, which was when my daughter first started in ministry. I never heard this saying, the apple don't fall far from the tree. I said, what? Apple don't fall far from the tree. So now I can understand that even better. When you start seeing yourself and your children, you did a good job. And that's it.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Mother Pat. Yes, yes, there are benefits, yes, and blessings that comes that follow this life of the Proverbs chapter 31 godly woman. You cannot be a Proverbs 31 godly woman and commit your life to the Lord and not have his blessings and benefits that follow. But one of the first benefits is that as a Proverbs 31 woman, her life is covered because by the precious blood of Jesus Christ and led of God, because she has given her life as a woman and committed her life to the things of God. So she's covered by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And because she has made a decision to serve the Lord, the benefits of God's favor also rest on her life. So when the difficulties come, and they will come, but she is protected, and she has the Romans 8:28 assurance that God will work all things together for her good. Well, we're going to go ahead and get ready to close out this particular hour. But in closing, I am reminded of Psalms 1, that this accompanies Proverbs 31 so well. And it gives the assurance again for blessings to those who choose a godly life. It says, blessed is the man, and I'm, for the sake of this particular program, I'm going to put in here, blessed is the man or woman that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his or her delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his or her law doth he or she meditate day and night. And he or she shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth fruit in his or her season. Her leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever she doth shall prosper. All the ungodly are not so, but they are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, my dear queen, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. As a closing thought, William Ross Wallace wrote a poem titled, "The Hand That Rocks the Cradle is the Hand That Rules the World." It's a poem that praises motherhood as a preeminent force to change the world. That's man's perspective. I'd like to share a divine take and put a godly twist on this saying by saying that the woman that is a Proverbs chapter 31 woman, as a Proverbs chapter 31 woman, we have the power to influence this world for the kingdom of God. We have the power to influence our families for the kingdom of God. We have the power to change the marketplace for the kingdom of God. So truly, it's the hand of the Proverbs chapter 31 woman that has the power to change this world. Let us go ahead and pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this time that we've shared together tonight. We give you all the praise, Lord, and I pray that this word and these words and the testimonies of the women and the conversation comments that have been made have been a blessing and grace to the hearers. And Lord, we ask now that if there is anyone that's on this line tonight that doesn't know you as Lord and Savior of their life, the first step to becoming a Proverbs chapter 31 woman is receiving Jesus Christ as Lord of their life. And so I ask you, if you're that woman, that you want to give your life to the Lord tonight, go ahead and simply pray this prayer with me and say, Lord, I am a sinner. I repent of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ came to this earth, lived, died, and was resurrected for me. And Lord Jesus, I ask you into my life right now to take over as Lord of my life for the rest of my life. And if you prayed but that simple prayer, praise God, the angels in heaven are now rejoicing because your name has been written down into the Lamb's Book of Life. Indeed, you are saved. Hallelujah, and we give God all the praise. I'm going to also take this moment to go ahead because I did want to make sure that no one was left with a question. If you have a question or if you have a comment that you'd like to share about tonight's broadcast and this Queen Talk program, now is your time. Go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad and we will dispatch you into the studio. Praise the Lord. Is there anyone, do you have any comments that you would like to share or questions that you may have? We will give you a few moments. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. We thank God the lines are full, and we thank God for every woman that has tuned in tonight. Praise the Lord. We ask that you go forth. And by the grace of God, be reminded of this, Proverbs chapter 31, and I believe it's verse 29 that says, favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Go forth, my sisters. I pray that this program has been a blessing to you. Tune in next month at this time for another Queen Talk broadcast, and we give God praise. Continue to keep us in our prayer, as we will certainly keep you in ours. Go forth, good night, and have an awesome week. Good night.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praise? Your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Take it up and praise.
It's to our God.
To our God.
praise.
Every praise.
Praise. I don't care what you've been through.